This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The State Ethics Commission has found former Governor John Hickenlooper guilty of violating Colorado's gift ban at least twice. Commissioners voted that Hickenlooper should not have flown on a home builder's plane to the commissioning of the USS Colorado in 2018, but they have concluded that some of his other travel was allowed under exceptions in the rules. Commissioners are still voting this afternoon on other charges in the complaint. High school and college students from Denver plan to march through the city's far northeast neighborhood tomorrow afternoon. They'll protest the killing of George Floyd, the black man who died in police custody last week in Minneapolis. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine.
Students say they want elected officials to clearly spell out the actions they'll take in response to protests. Haley Valdez, a Latina, says she studied police brutality and mass incarceration in high school.
We're looking at grown black men that are being murdered, but the way that little black boys are treated, it just shows so much of how they're going to be treated out in the real world.
Valdez says she and her black peers hope the march raises awareness among their mostly Latinx classmates. The march starts at Strive Prep Rise School in Green Valley Ranch. I'm Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
A small wildfire is burning northwest of Fort Collins. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says the fire has spread across about 16 acres and is a quarter contained. It is still burning just south of the Mishawaka Amphitheater. Fire crews are in the area. And in Vail, it is 80 degrees. This is CPR News.